Well, it turns out the Morrison government's allocation of $660 million taxpayer dollars for a commuter car park fund before the last federal election was even more irregular than we first thought. In a reversal of normal process, the government was actually working off a list of 20 marginal electorates as it began determining where to build them. The Australian National Audit Office has told a Senate inquiry ministerial staffers started with a tracking sheet of marginal electorates and contacted coalition MPs in those seats for suggestions. Tom Lowry with this report from Parliament House.
What's the best way to decide where to build a new publicly funded commuter car park? According to the Australian National Audit Office, when working on the government's commuter car park fund, then Urban Infrastructure Minister Alan Tudge's office started with a list.
It started being initially termed as being top 20 marginals.
Brian Boyd is a senior official with the ANAO. He's describing to a Senate estimates hearing how staffers in Minister Tudge's office began canvassing where to direct $660 million in car park funding. Marginals are marginal electorates, and the work was being done in the months before the 2019 election.
Touch base with the top 20 marginals, either the member of the House of Representatives, if it was an electorate held by the coalition, the relevant duty senator and four other electorates, and endorsed candidates into other electorates to ask them, what projects in your electorate do you think are worthy of being put through this program?
The Coalition's Commuter Car Park Fund has already been subject to a scathing assessment from the Audit Office. Last month, it found the fund to build car parks near train stations was not merit-based, and none of the approved car parks were proposed by the Department of Infrastructure. It was not open to the public to submit proposals for new car parks. Here's the now Urban Infrastructure Minister, Paul Fletcher, defending the fund last month.
This is about projects designed to get our transport network moving more effectively, reduce congestion in our big cities and get people moving around.
Today's hearing heard the process to identify projects was largely run out of Minister Tudge's office, working with staff in the Prime Minister's office. One staffer in the Prime Minister's office was the same person who worked on the so-called Sports Rorts program, or Community Sports Infrastructure Grants, subject to its own ANAO criticism. Brian Boyd described to Labor's Katie Gallagher how dollar figures were attached to electorates before projects had even been identified.
Particularly early in the canvassing, it was more a matter of electorate dollar amount, with the project or projects to receive that dollar amount being to be determined.
A budget had kind of been notionally allocated to an electorate, which could then be kind of allocated to specific projects.
80% of the projects identified landed in coalition seats. Government Services Minister Linda Reynolds today rejected a suggestion the scheme was being run for political gain.
Ministerial officers and the Prime Minister's office regularly communicate on portfolio issues and also on government programs. And I do reject that it was just favouring coalition. I think that the facts that are public is that there were many Labor-held towns and regions that were also at the benefit of that. So I do not think that's an adequate characterisation.
That's Government Services Minister Linda Reynolds, Tom Lowry reporting from Parliament House.